Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Right, this is my favourite part of the weekend because A, I get to chat to Obscure Colours, B, it's 7pm on Sunday and this is my last interview of the weekend. So this is... My feet deserve this. Obscure Colours!
Oh yeah!
Evening guys, we spoke to you last year and I can't remember what night you played last year, but it was one of the most energetic sets I saw all weekend. There was wrestling, there was bass guitars being whacked everywhere. Did you have a similar feel this year to go, you know what, Sunday night, let's go mad?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, 100%. Yeah,
100%. We had the energy and the adrenaline from the rest of the weekend. We had to like claw it out of ourselves.
It's definitely one of those things where we're one of those bands that really want to give the audience a show to remember, and we're naturally energetic as well, so we want to really demonstrate what we are all about.
Yeah, and it's all been a big 12 months for you because you've had an EP out, which is exciting. You're playing gigs at Strings. What's been the highlight? It's a bit of a vague question, but I'll go with it.
Releasing music. The most recent thing is we've had a bit of a lineup change, not person wise but like just role wise, that I'm like lead vocals now, the co-lead vocals, but we've got some new material that we debuted today at the festival, which is fun. Yeah, it was nerve-wracking playing the new stuff and singing more, but I put myself in the position, I love it, it's good fun. But yeah, that's a highlight, it's just moving into that position. But yeah, releasing music, we played on Heartbreakers in Southampton, that was good fun. Yeah, really good time.
Awesome. You're bringing brass into it? It needs brass. I don't want to start a conflict, but it needs brass.
Well, I say never say never, but it does seem quite unlikely at this point in time. But yes, we'll see what happens.
I mean, to be fair, I got my harmonica out.
You did a whole harmonica solo.
So I feel like I'm entitled to get the bone out.
So new music played tonight, new music going to be released soon? Or are you looking at recording?
Yeah, so I've been put in a position where we're going to be able to record some new material soon. That's our plan now, is just to get a bunch more recorded material. But even more so than lying, just we want to, playing live even, we want to just get more music out on our Spotify and have a big back catalogue of just music that people will recognise more often for our live gigs.
Awesome, that's great. And anyone you're looking forward to seeing tonight?
Oh, Green Day, has to be.
Green Day.
Sure. I'd say it's a bash a couple of years ago when Muse were the only band left. Yeah. But, you know, Green Day are still there. They're here tonight. You're going to go see them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Second time seeing them.
Oh, really?
So good.
Yeah. Second time for me as well. You know, last time I saw them was British Summertime Festival 2017. So, you know, I've aged quite a bit, but, you know, I'm always up for a good Green Day gig.
Awesome. Well, you guys are my last interview of the weekend. I'm sweating. I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much. For guys from Obscure Colours.
Thank you very much.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.